every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Yes, we do. This past weekend was WWE Elimination Chamber. A bizarre show, but definitely a lot to talk about with Elimination Chamber. This is the final PLE before two nights of WrestleMania. We still got like 6 weeks left until WrestleMania. So we do have some WrestleMania matches, but also we have a lot we don't know yet. And obviously a lot of things had to be changed because people got hurt, people got well, people that were supposed to be well got hurt, people who were supposed to be hurt got well. So anyway, we'll go into all of that. And then Raw is tonight, and we'll have more questions answered, presumably, tonight on Raw, tomorrow NXT, and of course Wednesday is Dynamite. So we've also got a PLE coming up on Saturday, believe it or not, WWE NXT Vengeance Day. So we'll tell you about that, taking place at the Performance Center. That's March 7th. And AAA Rey de Reyes, March 14th. We got lots of notes on what's going on with Paramount and Warner Brothers and the Netflix deal, which is no more, and how this could affect AEW and professional wrestling. Mark Shapiro talked about ESPN Unlimited and the WWE PLEs, which I found interesting. I'll tell you why. And we've also got another a new addition to the WWE Hall of Fame, plus where the Hall of Fame is going to be this year. Got a former WWE and AEW talent doing a slap fight. I'm sure Tom can't wait to talk about that. And so much more. If you want, text us 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
As a social influencer, my days can be busy. 4 a.m., I hit the gym. 4:32, protein smoothie. 5:08, save time and money bundling my home and auto insurance with Progressive. Wait, if I bundle and save time, what would I do then? Just sit here and reflect? Like, why am I qualified to influence anyone? And how those weights are hollow? And half of my followers are bots!
You could save time and money bundling your home and auto when you switch to Progressive. It's one less thing to worry about during your already busy day. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
When the deals drop at Kohl's, you feel it. You see up to 50% off end-of-season must-haves, plus up to 85% off clearance favorites. And suddenly, your whole world narrows to one thought. Must shop now. Your to-do list gone. Your dinner plans forgotten. It's just you and your cart gliding through the store. Yeah, Kohl's deals will do that to a person. Save in-store and online now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's that face for?
The King of the Strip.
Yeah, I'll say. I was trying to think of some funny name to call you with that thing on your nose, but I couldn't come up with anything. All right.
What about that funny thing on your nose?
How dare you? Hey, what's up with your boy Jake Hager?
Well, apparently Jake Hager has signed a six-fight deal with Power Slap, in which he will debut next month. I believe it's April 17th is the date, which is the Friday before WrestleMania, Brian. Now, last time there was a big Power Slap event here in Vegas, it was at the Fountain Blue during the UFC Fight Week. International Fight Week, tickets were like $1,000 to get in. Astronomical prices. So I'll have to see what the prices are for this one, April 17th. But my guess is that place is going to be packed for Power Slap, whether you like it or not.
Shouldn't this be a six-slap deal, a six-fight deal?
No, because you get
three slaps. Is this really a fight?
It's actually 18 slaps, plus any extra slaps if he commits a foul. Huh. So depending on how you want to look at it. Hey, he could face off against the crazy Hawaiian, maybe Wolverine, maybe a wrestler versus wrestler showdown with Juicy Finau.
I think Power Slap is about...
Or maybe Hate Hogan. Have you seen Hate Hogan?
I think Power Slap is about the dumbest concept in the history of maybe the world. I'm going to stand here and not move and let someone slap me as hard as they can, concuss me. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Do you know how many times I've been asked?
Oh, I'm sure.
To do it.
I saw a clip of some lady that got slapped and she started crying.
Do not watch these AI videos, please.
I don't think it was the AI. And then her opponent ridiculed her, and then the one
you
who started crying.
You mean Hollywood Haley J?
Smashed her.
Hollywood Haley J from OVW.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Reality of Wrestling.
Really?
There's so many wrestlers on these shows. Are you kidding me? You didn't see Marty the Moth?
I don't watch it.
Marty the Moth broke Zicky Dice's orbital bone at a slap match in the UAE, which RIP may not be there anymore. But.
That sucks. Well, we got to talk about Elimination Chamber. And I think the most important takeaway from the show, Tom, is what do you think of Mark Nash?
You know, Mark Nash is a Las Vegas guy.
I know.
He is actually the host, or he was the host for the Las Vegas Golden Knights, amongst other sports teams. And I heard Dave's comments.
I laughed.
I laughed a lot, too, because Mark Nash, I think he is a heel ring announcer, isn't he?
I mean,
remember when John Cena won the belt and he came in and Mark Nash gave an introduction to John Cena, and John Cena was a heel and he was like, no, 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 that's not good enough. Do it over. So he did it. And then he kept doing it and got into it. Even when John Cena was a heel, when they show him, he's always got this smirk on his face, like he's hiding something from you. And he's also doing like the Bruce Buffer thing, you know, where he's like, introducing in this corner, the irresistible forces. And he's like pointing at him.
I was just laughing.
Bruce Buffer-esque to me, but I don't have the hatred for Mark Nash that Dave admittedly does for almost no reason. But
I was watching the show, and the opener was the women's elimination chamber. And, you know, it was already irritating enough because it took 15 minutes to get everybody to the ring. I was just watching this going, oh my God, how long are these ring introductions? And then in the middle of it, I'm listening to Mark Nash do the ring announcements. And I was just like, I don't like this guy as an announcer. I just don't like him. And I just, you know, thought it to myself or whatever. Then I started doing the show with Dave. And just as we get started, he goes, I hate this Mark Nash. I don't like his face. It's like, whoa. I just don't think he's a good ring announcer. I mean, I don't have anything against the guy, but I don't like him as a ring announcer.
It's bizarre because I actually did like him, but I had the same reaction during this show. I don't know if it was because the entrances were taking so long and I had to listen to him six times in a row or what the deal was, but I was like, something's off here. So hopefully it was just an off night. Maybe he'll be a heel ring announcer on Friday.
Well,
I mean, that's a gimmick I haven't seen in a long time, if ever.
They may as well steal it from Ricochet while they can. So the other thing I want to mention...
I mean, my biggest problem with Mark Nash is that he's successful at everything that he does.
Wow.
He goes into ring announcing and sports announcing. Just he can do it all.
That's two things. It's not like we're talking Shawn Michaels here.
He's a philanthropist here in Vegas as well.
I see. Well, all I know is the other thing that I was thinking while watching this show, and, you know, this show was 3 hours, and each chamber match was 30 minutes or less. Actually, I think like 25 minutes.
Yeah. It wasn't 3 hours if you watched it on delay, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's my point, like... God, it was so infuriating. And I've mentioned before that, like, the fans, your job as a company is to serve your fans. And your job is not to serve people who aren't your fans, okay? And the vast majority of WWE fans, I think this is part of the show, the ring entrances, and especially if you go live, you want to hear the music and see the people and dance or whatever the heck you do in the stands. But, like, for a normal human watching at home that wants to spend Saturday afternoon doing something fun, it's like, oh, my God. And I bring it up because, are you guys aware I'm writing another book? Pro Wrestling for Dummies?
I am.
You are. But I was writing a big thing about Gorgeous George, who was the biggest...
Macho Man's valet?
Gorgeous George was the first star of the television era. And I'm not just talking a television star. I mean, there was a point where he was like the biggest star on all of television. They had some somebody was I can't remember who it was, but some movie critic was doing
Siskel.
This was before
Ebert.
This was before them. But he was reviewing some movie, and some like really famous female star of the 50s was in the movie, and he basically said, she's a feminine, Gorgeous George. So, like, he was the big name that she was being compared to. I was, like, I was just astounded. But anyway, his gimmick was he had ring music before anyone else. He had Pomp and Circumstance, Randy Savage's music. And he had these robes, these fancy robes. And one of the things that he would do was he would do a really long ring entrance. And it would get incredible heat. because these people were so furious. This guy was, he'd take so long to get to the ring, and then he'd take his robe off, and then he'd fold it in half. And then he'd fold it in half again. Looks like we're having some connection issues. But he'd fold it in half again, and he'd fold it in half again, and he'd fold it in half. And, like, these people were furious with this guy.
Like me watching Naito.
And right here, it's just like, this is basically what we're doing in 2026, except it's supposed to be like a babyface thing. These ring entrances take 25 freaking minutes to get to the ring. So anyway, it was Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Raquel, Rhea, Kiana James, and Tiffany Stratton. And I think everybody predicted it would be either Tiffany or Rhea Ripley, and it came down to Tiffany and Rhea Ripley, and Rhea beat her clean with the Riptide. So Rhea gets the women's title shot and is going to be heading to WrestleMania to face Jade Cargill. This was one of those matches that was originally going to be something else. It was going to be Bianca and Jade, but Bianca still has not recovered yet. So they had to make a change. And that's what they ended up doing. So, got about 30 seconds. I'm going to have to do my own commercials here. What did you think of the women's chamber?
I thought that it was effective in getting Rhea the title shot. I thought that Raquel was the star of the match. I thought she's been fantastic over the past few months. And I thought Kiana James really stepped up. So, it wasn't like your knockdown, drag 'em action start to finish five-star match, but I thought it was effective, like I said.
Thank you, Tom. I'm going to tell you why after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us. I see that some people have noted there's a replay airing on Byline. We had some very crazy technical issues. So we're barreling on through here. I'll get the file to Byline, so you'll be hearing it just fine on the replay. And away we go.
We had a run-in by that Android Antonio Inoki.
Yeah. Did you guys talk about that on Friday?
Oh, we absolutely did.
Okay. I got an update today.
Well, let's hear it.
It's still coming.
Thanks.
So anyway, I'm glad you liked the women's chamber because I thought they did a pretty good job too, but Vinny buried it. And then Lance had to tell me that I was an idiot for my star rating, even though he didn't see it. He just took Vinny's word for it. It's like, you took Vinny's word for it? Vinny's a guy who came over and did a show and then had to turn off one channel on the mixer, but he turned off five. And thus, you couldn't do a show on Thursday. So a guy that can't count, I don't trust his ratings. Becky.
Yet you entrust him to cover the shows.
Well, usually he doesn't turn everything off when he leaves. Like, he turned everything off. It's like when you come over, turn on your channel, do the show, and then turn your channel off. He comes over, you turned off every single channel. And then you guys are, like, in silence the next day. Becky Lynch and AJ Lee for the women's title. I thought it was a very simple, basic match. Reminded me of one of my last matches, actually. Don't do much. Keep it simple. Nothing goes wrong, but it's not all that exciting. And in the end, AJ Lee beat her and won the Intercontinental title. And presumably they rematch at WrestleMania. I thought they both did a good job. I thought the match was really nothing to write home about. But as far as like putting together a match for somebody who hadn't had a singles match in a decade, and I thought they did a good job.
I really enjoyed it from the part where they started getting into the shenanigans, where Becky pulled off the top buckle and then, or she pulled off the ring buckle, and then Jessica Carr tried to stop her. Jessica Carr went and got the buckle at one point. Then she got bumped. Then Becky tapped. So the crowd chanting, "You tapped out, you tapped out," and they keep wrestling. Becky hits a DDT onto a chair, wakes up Jessica Carr, gives AJ a manhandle slam, but AJ kicked out. The crowd went nuts, and then they kind of botched something, and then Becky hit the exposed buckle, and AJ locked on the Black Widow. So I really did enjoy, I don't know what it was, the last 5 minutes, maybe the finishing portion of that match. But up until that, it was just kind of, you know, basic, nothing crazy. But AJ didn't look out of place, which is really the point.
You know, speaking of Dave, I was talking about this Jessica Carr, Becky Lynch feud that's been going for like, seems like a year now. And I think that, I don't think WrestleMania, but I do think they're going to be having a match.
You know, I agree with you.
Okay. Can I continue with the point though?
No, because I'll probably won't get to mine then. But
well, it's just very quick. I'm actually going to ask your opinion. That's why I'm making this point. So, I said, you know, probably not WrestleMania, but I think they could do that on a pay-per-view. And he said, no, at best a TV match. And I strongly disagree. I think that they could build up Becky and that referee. Not like the final match on pay-per-view, but I think you could make a pay-per-view match out of Becky Lynch and Jessica Carr after all they've done for the last year. What do you think?
Well, Dave said, you know, they do these 4 or 5 match pay-per-views, so I don't see Triple H want to put that on there. We just had Danhausen come out of a box.
We did. Danhausen came out of a box on pay-per-view.
So Jessica Carr can't get a match against Becky Lynch in a feud that they've been building up for over a year. There's no space for that.
I think we're going to see that match sooner rather than later. And actually, the longer they go, the more I think you could do it at like a SummerSlam, for being honest. I mean, we'll see. CM Punk, Finn Balor for the WWE title. I didn't think this was nearly as good as their match in Belfast. Mainly because in Belfast, the fans were going absolutely wild for the match. And on this show, not a good crowd all night. They just weren't into... And I'm talking, they weren't that into Punk. They weren't that into AJ. Not that they weren't over. They were probably more over than anyone else. But the crowd just wasn't into all of this stuff. And I thought they had a very good wrestling match until whatever happened at the end, which maybe was what was supposed to happen, but it was very anticlimactic. Punk was down. Finn went for the coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
Finn tried to get the foot up. Punk put him in the sharpshooter. Balor got the ropes. Time stood still. And then Punk just grabbed him and hit a GTS and pinned him clean. I was like, what the hell was that?
I thought it was a really cool counter to the coup de grace. It's not
coup de grace.
No, that is coup. And then it's G-R-A-C-E, grace, not G-R-A-S, Mardi Gras.
Hey, you're going to get yelled at next. I've been yelled at enough about this one.
Okay. So that was a cool counter. And then, he hit the finish. I think the big problem with this match, Brian, is the setup into it. And that is that as a fan, right, CM Punk is supposed to be the babyface here in his hometown. But the whole buildup to this, you want to see Finn Balor turn babyface.
Yes.
You want to see something happen. They didn't even have the Judgment Day run out and cause him to lose so that he could then turn babyface after. There was no movement whatsoever in the direction of him breaking up with the Judgment Day, unless you count the fact that he didn't call them into action at all. And I think the fans want to see, especially after the past 2 months, they want to see Finn Balor on his own as a babyface. And I mean, we got no closer to that night.
What did you think of the box?
I don't know what they were thinking. I wish they would have had a better plan for Danhausen. I think it's unfortunate because now he's fighting an uphill battle in a lot of ways, and he has upsides, and hopefully they can use them to their advantage. Hopefully they can monetize him. Hopefully he doesn't just go by the wayside after this and become the next gobbledygooker or the next Shockmaster or the next Funkasaurus.
Now, Funkasaurus.
Although if we get Danhausen on Fox News in the future doing political analysis, I'm actually okay with him being the next Funkasaurus.
I got to say that in the aftermath of Danhausen's debut, apparently he's selling a fair amount of merch for WWE already. And I do know that the video that got put on YouTube of Vinny and I talking about him coming out of that box, it's at 52,000 views right now. And the short that we put up about it, it's at 33,000 views. Almost 100,000 views. We're heading towards that direction. And that's far more than your average video. So, you know, it's got people talking. People are interested. And I don't expect him to be added to the title match at WrestleMania or anything like that. But I do think that he's going to be... I think it's going to continue to do his Danhausen gimmick, going all over the place being Danhausen, but with the WWE machine behind him. And I think they're going to make the most of it.
I think you're going to have Danhausen as the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle winner, whatever it is.
I don't know if we're going to have one this year, but maybe we will. All right, main event, Trick Williams, Logan Paul, Randy Orton, LA Knight, Javon, who Mark Nash called Javon Williams, and Cody Rhodes.
Well, you got Trick Williams in the same match, so.
Don't you shut up. God. What? Get out of here. Javon Williams. God. So they have this match. The match is there's just a lot to get into. I'll try and do it quick. Cody and Javon start. Cody just beat him up for 5 minutes. Javon got nothing. Trick comes in next. They do a couple of spots, and then it just sort of kind of becomes a three-way. Logan Paul comes in next. Logan Paul, LA Knight, and Randy Orton are the last three. Logan Paul ends up pinning LA Knight, Javon Evans, who he nearly killed, and he stole a pin to get Trick out of there. So he eliminated three people.
Brian, real quick, can we talk the trifecta of bad luck that LA Knight had? First of all, Randy Orton does this ridiculous flare flop bump to his back, and the crowd's already laughing. Then LA Knight sets up. I think that's the most key thing that everybody's missing. Sure, LA Knight botched the move, but the crowd was already out of it because of this ridiculous bump that Randy Orton, of all people, took. So they're laughing. Then he tries to do the double jump elbow, slips, botches it, gets down, kicks Randy Orton, who rolls over and laughs at the crowd. And then Logan Paul punches him in the balls and pins him.
Yeah.
What a dork.
Yeah, sucks to be that guy.
Poor LA Knight.
And then we had all of the shenanigans, which we're going to talk about after the break. But I'll get into it after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What's that on that beat? Go.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
This year, I'm giving my hair salon a total makeover.
Total makeover sounds totally expensive.
We updated our logo and colors, so I needed to print new signage, brochures, business cards, everything.
Everything will not be cheap.
Staples did it all, and I saved $100 on my order.
$100? Trim my whiskers, that's a good deal. For everything your business needs to print, let's go Staples.
That was easy.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 131. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Welcome to guided meditation. Close your eyes. You're at the beach. The seagulls are calling. You take out your iPhone 16e you got from Cricut and use Apple Intelligence to clean up that selfie you just took. It's a good one. You send it to your friends instantly, thanks to reliable nationwide 5G. They're totally jealous. Get iPhone 16e for $49.99 when you switch. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Requires new line on the Supreme Unlimited plan. First service charge and tax due at sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Alive. Filthy Tom Lawler is howling over there right now. You sent it to me?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at this right here. How long is what you sent me? All right,
seconds.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. Randy gets a boot to the face. Well, he fell in the right position. He was just making sure he was in the right spot.
Listen
for his
to the crowd.
Old friend L.A. Knight.
Poor L.A. Knight was fighting an uphill battle there.
He certainly was. All right. So, we might actually be back at Sports Byline here, perhaps. But anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. So, then we had all the shenanigans. So, if you watch SmackDown, they had some masked fella get involved. And the security goes to take this guy out, and he gets unmasked, and he's just some rando.
Some bloke.
Like, he's supposed to be a fan.
And well, then, it's supposed to be a copycat masked man. Like, the masked man has inspired so many new masked men to
fans.
Come out of the woodwork.
That's the point. Yes. Like, never do an angle where fake fans are hitting the ring, because all it does is encourage real fans to hit the ring. We saw it in World Championship Wrestling. It was a disaster. So anyway,
they did this
same thing the next night. This guy gets dragged away. And as he's getting dragged away, a new masked guy jumps into the ring. He ends up giving the stomp to Logan Paul. He unmasks. And in fact, it is Seth Rollins. And Logan Paul gets pinned. Seth Rollins leaves. It comes down to Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton. Cody was the favorite to win. But they did the swerve here, and Randy, after getting another schmoz, Drew hits the ring. He's got the belt. They do a three-way shenanigan, and then Randy ends up hitting Cody with the RKO and pins him. So Randy Orton won the Elimination Chamber. Randy Orton is going to WrestleMania to face Drew McIntyre, and as a result of Drew McIntyre screwing up the match and screwing Cody, Cody gets a title shot on Friday, and I presume that they're going to do some schmoz there, and maybe even Jacob Fatu gets involved, and we're going to have a multi-person match for the title at WrestleMania. What do you think of the match first?
I thought that match, it was fine. I mean, you know what I liked about both matches, I will say, is that they weren't epically long. They were both sub-30 minutes. I was expecting each match to be like 45, 50 minutes, maybe even up to an hour, but they got in, they got out, and I'm not complaining. There's so much wrestling all the time. I didn't need to see another bloodbath. You know what I mean? There was no like life or death feuds in any of these matches really going into it. The life or death feuds are like people with Drew McIntyre and, you know, CM Punk. He's him and Roman is a feud, but so, I thought the matches were fine. I'd give it a B minus.
A B minus.
The entire show.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing.
But that's good. Hey, that's like when Dave goes like anything above 3 stars is good. Like a B is good.
So I watched the show. When it was over, I was like, meh, it was all right. Whatever. Reviewed it. You know, when you review it and don't have to, like, take a pause for the long entrances, it's not as bad as it was when you actually were sitting through it at the time. And then I saw online, like, a lot of people were upset about the show and, you know, they were just down on WWE as a whole. And it was funny, the two things that they mentioned were the company is no longer hot and the storytelling sucks. And I'm not a stand-up for WWE guy at all, okay? But the show did 19, almost 20,000 fans ended up at this show. It did gigantic business. Were they going crazy the entire show? No, but, like, it did huge business. And whatever you want to say about WrestleMania, which I have, because, you know, the tickets are way too high, do you realize that at this point, only having sold 36,000 tickets for both nights, this WrestleMania is still the most lucrative show in the history of professional wrestling? Like, it is the biggest show of all time. And they're still at only 36,000 tickets. So once they drop those ticket prices and get up to like 56,000 or whatever, I mean, it is, it's going to blow away everything.
Brian, I got a question. Like, you know, it could always be better, but what are people's big gripes with the booking right now? Because we're going to get a Roman versus CM Punk main event, which we haven't had before as a big match. If you actually pay attention and watch the shows like we do, sure, Randy Orton winning was a surprise, but this being a multi-man match should not surprise anybody.
No, it was.
And that's far more interesting. We're going to find out that Randy Orton kicked Jacob Fatu's teeth down his throat. Drew McIntyre, we're not even going to go over SmackDown, are we?
No. But I mean, do you guys really want to see a fourth match between Cody and Drew in a calendar year? I mean, a multi-person match is far more interesting than to see that match for the fourth time. And the point I was going to make is, like, if you're upset with the booking, I mean, if we're going to do this with AEW, you got to do it with WWE. Do you realize that the vast majority of problems that people have with the booking are because so many people have gotten injured? This whole thing with the mystery guy and Logan Paul, like, this was never, like, so much of this was not supposed to be like this. Bianca was supposed to be back to feud with Jade. She couldn't get back in time. Seth Rollins got hurt. Bron Breakker ended up getting hurt. Bronson Reed ended up getting hurt. So now we're down to Logan Paul. Everyone's like, Logan Paul and Seth Rollins? Logan Paul wasn't even part of the group. Yeah, he wasn't. But you know what? Would you rather see Seth Rollins versus Austin Theory? We can't do Seth Rollins versus Bronson Reed because he's hurt. We can't do Seth Rollins versus Bron Breakker because he's hurt. All of these things that were supposed, they had a whole plan leading to this, and this guy got hurt. This guy got hurt. This, it's exactly the same thing that happens all the time in AEW. Where did so-and-so go? Oh, he's hurt. How come they didn't fall? Oh, this guy got hurt. People get hurt, and they're doing, actually, if you think about it, they're doing the best they can based on who's left. Yes?
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker. Bronson Reed.
Yes. Can we get Paul Heyman in the shark cage?
That might be all that's left.
You know?
Dude, if something happens to
Theory
Austin
and
Theory
Heyman in the shark cage.
And Logan Paul, I mean, we're down to Seth Rollins versus Paul Heyman in some match at WrestleMania. And everyone's going to go, oh, I'd want to see Seth Rollins. He's the only one left.
That should be the guy anyways, right? Isn't that the mastermind behind the whole group?
It is.
So it should be the big payoff is him getting his hands on Paul Heyman. So maybe we can fast track that match.
You guys think I'm upset that it's not Seth Rollins, Austin Theory? I got nothing personally against Austin Theory. But did you see the video that guy did like on Thursday? He did like a selfie video and he's in a park or something. And he's talking like, people say I'm missing something. I am. I'm missing caring about what people think about me. I'm missing. And he does his thing. And like when it's over, I was like, that did not help. If anything, that did not help.
We got someone here in the chat asking, where's Will Hobbs? I don't know, but now would be a great time to just throw him in the Vision.
Royce Keyes should be in the Vision. And I'd rather he see him and Seth Rollins, but like, Royce Keyes wasn't even in the Vision when Seth got hurt. You're right, he wasn't. A lot of people that were are now hurt. So what the heck do you want him to do? Like, what do you want him to do? They're doing the best they can with this situation.
Here's another idea, okay, for Austin Theory, since he's looking for something. You know what's big right now, Brian? Ironically, 30, 40 years or whatever after the World Bodybuilding Federation, we got these frat boys and juiced up guys wearing makeup and fake wigs and having mog-offs where they just pose and look good in front of each other. That's what we need Austin Theory to do. We need Austin Theory to become the new Super Chad and take on Androgenic. Maybe he can wear a hat with a fake wig like Androgenic does. That is the gimmick for him. The Mog Master, Austin Theory.
Hey, listen, Royce Keyes might get put in a vision tonight for all I know. I mean, they couldn't make that decision last week when poor Bronson Reed got hurt. And it's just like, you guys really want to put Royce Keyes in a cursed group? You want that guy to get hurt too? Like, that group. All right, we got to talk about a little bit of news here very quickly. So Raw tonight, should mention that. Roman Reigns returns tonight. Dominic Mysterio defends the Intercontinental title against Penta. I would not be the least bit surprised if Finn cost him the match, set up Finn and Dominic at Mania, which I expect. Gunther and Dragon Lee. CM Punk and AJ Lee both appear live. And Adam Pearce will address the Seth Rollins situation as they figure out what the hell are we going to do here. And then we got JC Jane and Zarya for the NXT Women's title. Ricky Saints, Absolute Experience. Ren Sinclair, Nikita Lyons, Hank and Tank, and Shiloh Hill versus Vanity Project. Now, for those of you that want to say that business is not as hot as it was for WWE, even though virtually all evidence is to the contrary, I will say that when Mark Shapiro did his interview and he said that WWE fans having to pay extra for ESPN Unlimited definitely impacts us, and he can't wait until the day when everybody gets ESPN Plus through their cable service, that does tell me these shows aren't doing as good as they thought. So, virtually all of the cable services now have the ability to connect through ESPN Unlimited, with the exception of YouTube TV and I think Comcast and Dish.
Which is a big one. They're all big ones, actually.
Actually, Comcast Xfinity did for the show this weekend. So we're down to YouTube TV and Dish. And YouTube TV is the biggest one. There's over 10 million subscribers to YouTube TV, which is why, you know, whatever.
10 million?
Can't you just...
Wait, hold on. 10 million?
Yeah.
That's it? I thought it was more than that, no?
No, as far as the streaming service.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's streaming television. It's the biggest streaming television service. It's bigger than Sling. It's bigger than all of them.
Yeah.
But this fall, they're thinking it'll be YouTube TV will have the ability. But, you know, even with Comcast and some of these others where you can connect and get ESPN Plus with your login information, I did hear complaints that people had a horrible time connecting this weekend. So it's certainly not perfect, but hopefully by the end of this year, if you have a cable television and some sort of ESPN package, you'll be able to get all these WWE PLEs for free, essentially, like you did on Peacock. And then Paramount, Skydance, Warner Brothers, Netflix. I presume you guys talked all about that on Friday?
Lance and I don't talk about ratings or TV stuff like that. It's fun, filthy Fridays, and we're cooking up a storm.
You didn't even mention that Netflix is out of the game?
No, we talked about dives. We talked about AI Inoki. We talked about him facing off against the Shockmaster in Japan.
All right, well, shut up then so I can talk about this. Paramount Skydance will be buying Warner Brothers Discovery. Netflix is out after all this back and forth. And David Ellison did reveal in a conference call, Paramount Plus and HBO Max will be combined post-sale, which is very interesting because Paramount Plus is what airs all of the UFC and Zuffa Boxing. And so I'm not sure the TKO would take a stand and say, we don't want AEW airing on HBO Max. But it's a possibility. It's definitely a possibility.
I mean, it's not like they haven't done that in the past, some companies, and, you know, gotten in trouble for it.
Yeah. We'll talk more after the break. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Tom, you got big news that we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, of course. We didn't go over our world-famous SmackDown report from this past weekend, where there was a hard-hitting back-and-forth battle between Uncle Howdy and Solo Sikoa, where at the end, Uncle Howdy sprung from the corner like a spark lighting in a lantern, hit the Sister Abigail, won the match, got the lantern back, but was taken out by the MFTs. And Brian...
And they stole the lantern back.
They took it back. Got two questions for you. Did you know that we have new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions?
I watched the show. I sure do.
Did you know that they are simply irresistible? How can it be permissible? They compromise my principle. Yeah, yeah. These kind of champs are mythical. They're anything but typical. Naya are crazy to endorse. Slash a powerful force. Belts of blast you can form when there's no other course. They used to look good in ring, but now I find them simply irresistible. Simply irresistible forces.
So disgusted.
Simply irresistible forces. Congratulations to Nia Jax and Lash Legend, your new WWE Tag Team Champions.
I'm so angry they're world. Champions now after it led to that. Thank you, Tom.
They'd squash us.
You know, yeah, are you kidding me? God. I wouldn't do the match. Are you aware that Vinny has a karaoke gimmick on the weekend of WrestleMania in Las Vegas? F4WOnline.com/Vegas, everybody. Maybe Tom will be there with a concert of his own. You're beat red right now. I'm out of here, everybody. Of all the segments to not wear your nose gimmick.
I'm thinking about Naya.
Get out of here. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.